Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, catch-uppers. We are being so cheeky right now because we're recording this catch-up intro with 1 minute to go on a song while we're in the middle of doing a live radio show. Not only that, but you've just taken a phone call.
Yeah, Boss Benny's on the phone, but he's not talking. Benny, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm talking. Can
oh,
you hear me?
Now I can. Couldn't hear you
we're
before.
In, oh.
We've got.
I need a favour from you guys. Legit work gig.
Yeah, what do you need, mate?
I've left the boombox in the area there, like
yep.
Where your OB here is. Can one of you run it down to me?
Yeah. Done. We'll do it at 9 o'clock.
I can't.
And then we'll get you on air down here as well.
Nah.
Guys.
Beautiful,
I'm
mate.
Busy.
We'll see you soon.
Good legend. Thank you, mate.
See you, Benny. There you go, guys. Live radio.
How dare he interrupt our podcast intro?
Hey, Benny, before you go, yeah, pay rise. No worries for bringing it down.
Oh, we've got 20 seconds left on the song, so now we've got to go, so we can't even say what's coming up in the podcast.
Enjoy it, guys. We love you.
You have to listen to find out. Enjoy your weekend. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now, Ellie, you know I think you're beautiful.
Oh, God, where's this going to go? Where is this going to go?
You're a 10 out of 10 in my eyes.
Okay. I feel like you're setting me up for failure here. You're compliment sandwiching me.
I spent 24 hours in a room with you yesterday.
Lucky thing.
And I think you're just as good looking when you went in as you were when you left. An article's come out, right, saying why women are losing their friends. And you come under this category. There's something you do with your facial expressions that women, they're saying it makes them lose friends. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
I can hazard a yes, yes.
Resting bee face.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought it was.
It's something that you suffer from.
I don't suffer from resting bee face. I suffer from resting S face, which is resting stress face.
Well, it's the same thing, then.
No, it's not, because I don't look like I'm a terrible person. I just look like I'm constantly stressed and depressed.
Well, a scientist has come out overnight and said that resting bee face, or what you like to call resting stress face,
mm-hmm.
is costing women their friends and family, because when you, when we're having a conversation or I'm trying to get an idea across the line with you, I'm like, Ellie, got this idea. It's going to be you and I 24 hours alone in a room. And you just stare at me. I'm like, okay, she hates that idea. And it's not that you hate the idea, you love it, but your face says otherwise.
I know. Okay. I don't know this because I don't see my face, right? When I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I don't have resting stress face on because I'm looking hot and like I'm smiling at myself.
Yeah, but
obviously.
We don't know that. To everyone else, it comes across offensive, right? And that's why you might, without you actually knowing, people don't like you anymore.
Whoa!
There is a way to get it fixed though.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting you do it, but some cosmetic surgeon is.
Okay.
It's just a couple of jabs in the forehead, but we don't need to go there. I'm not suggesting you don't need that. I'm just suggesting somehow you need to change your stress face. He's suggesting Botox, but you need to either fix it yourself by changing your expression. Maybe just walk around with a smile on your face.
I try that. So, like, we often have meetings with our bosses, right? And they always think they're offending me by what they're saying. Like, they're giving me feedback on our show. We listen back to it and stuff. And they think that they're offending me, when really I'm just genuinely listening and taking it in.
Well, it's funny you said that, because I reached out to some of our bosses that actually have meetings with you, and they've obviously brought it up like you just said, and I got some comments from them. Are you ready for what they sent me through? Our big boss, Bex, who's our big regional manager,
yeah,
he sent through a comment to me saying, telling Ellie off is like taking food from a puppy. She gives us the same face. Thanks for that, Bex.
It's just me looking at you, Bex, though.
Boss Benny.
Yep.
I sent him an email. He wrote back with this one. I'll pay whatever it costs to help Ellie remove her RBF. Take the money from the charity jar if you have to. Thanks, Benny.
Well, to be fair, apparently I am a charity case because I'm always stressed and depressed and sad. So, yeah, give me, you know, if anyone can give me free Botox, I'll take it.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
How good's this moment we had in the week in this office, which I think everyone listening right now needs to enjoy with us. So there's a guy here that we like to call Willie.
Mm-hmm.
He works on the other station here, Triple M. But we're all one office. We're all friends. We're all the same company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Willie, his job every week is to send out an all-office email to all the staff to highlight what our teams on air have been doing each week.
Yeah.
And because Willie doesn't listen to our show, we have to send him what we do on our show
yeah.
so he can then send it out to all the big bosses in this company.
Yeah.
So you and I thought, We'd have a bit of fun. You send him all the details from the show, don't you?
Yeah, and we've noticed every week that he doesn't seem to really read what we send him. We think he just does a copy and paste job because he has to get our stuff and he has to get someone else's stuff. And so some parts are written in first person, some parts are written in third person. So we're like, is he a bit of a Ron Burgundy in that he'll just put in whatever we write?
Yeah, and it's safe to say he is. And I think the reason why he just copy pastes everything and writes it all in either third person, first person, second person, depending on how it's been written by the person that sent it to him, is because he probably failed basic English at school.
Safe to say. Rude.
No, I reckon he was lucky to pass school, I reckon, this guy. Not judging him at all.
I mean, that's 100% judging him. Very rude.
So this week I thought I'd have a bit of fun with it. And so I started throwing in random things in the sentences that that we put in our email. So Ellie, you wrote our email this week to say what we've been doing on the show. Awesome stuff. We did the room challenge. We did this.
Yeah.
Something else we did was in the middle of a sentence, I thought I'd write something and see if he picks up on it.
Yeah.
And so I wrote, I once ate an alligator for breakfast in the middle of his email. Right? He sends out this huge email to all the staff.
And the bosses, bear in mind. Like, the bosses get this too.
He hasn't taken it out. So each week from now on, safe to say he won't be listening now because he
doesn't listen to us.
I'm going to add a new sentence in every week to see if he notices. I might even put something in the middle of it like, Willie's a massive creep.
Is that what you're going to do? Because we've got to send off another one today.
Yeah, what are we putting in it today? Well, last week was an alligator ate my breakfast. Is this week's Billy's a creep or do we go along the random ass line kind of things?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we could do something to get him in trouble. Like, I stole something from work. I broke my work. I spilt coffee on my work laptop and sold it to my brother.
Or maybe we could write something that gets him in lots of trouble. Like, I kissed Courtney in sales.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Celebrating live music right across the Goulburn Valley. Here we go. It's Josiah and Ellie's studio sesh.
It sure is, the studio sesh where we like to bring in local artists to perform on our station. We give them free airtime. It's something that not many people get apart from you and me.
And you and I definitely can't sing, which we saw yesterday on the show when we performed our song.
Very true.
Which we wrote while we were stuck in the room as part of a challenge. That was horrific. Mm-hmm. What isn't horrific is the guy we're about to introduce.
Yes, Bodie Hawken. He's from Kyabram. He joins us now. Morning, Bodie.
Morning. How you doing, guys?
We're so excited to have you on. I think you're our youngest studio sesher so far.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 16. 16. Had to think of that.
Yeah. So what, that's year 11?
Yeah, year 11.
And you go to K-12 in Kai?
I do.
Shout out to all the people that go to the school, the teachers as well, that are listening right now. You got a few friends listening, tuning in this morning?
I hope so. The bus, get the bus full of kids on the way to school.
Yeah, of course. How good. They're all thinking, oh my God, we know a celebrity. That's huge for you.
Now, you're going to play for us very soon. We've heard a little taste as you were practicing. Goulburn Valley, don't go anywhere because it is unbelievable. It's going to be an awesome song. You are singing Ed Sheeran this morning?
Yeah, I'm singing You Need Me, I Don't Need You.
I'm excited. It's like literally one of my favourite Ed Sheeran songs. Can I ask, how long have you been performing for?
I started performing when I was like about 11 or 12.
Wow.
It's hard to put a number on it because I never really saved it in. But I started practicing guitar around grade one, I think.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question for young guys that are singers? There's a hard point in your life, right? If you're singing when you're young, like Justin Bieber, for example, when your voice is very high-pitched, and then as we all turn into men...
Don't make him talk about...
No, I'm not going to go into details of that, but eventually your voice has to drop, right? Yeah. Are you ever concerned when the voice drops that you might lose your voice? Because some people might be amazing as a high-pitched singer, mm-hmm. Your voice drops and you might not be as good a singer anymore. For you, you stuck through the whole way.
Well, it's a fun process having it slowly go down and having to, my songs and set list changed over and over again as it slowly went down because I couldn't play the old songs. It is a thing.
Yeah,
it's like in Friends when Phoebe gets her sexy phlegm. You don't watch Friends. Do you watch Friends?
No.
She's a singer and then she gets a cold and she has sexy phlegm, so she sounds really husky. And yeah, irrelevant, whatever.
Yeah, all of a sudden you can start going to these lower tones.
Next you'll be doing Frank Sinatra.
A bit of Aloe Black, you know?
Yeah. Now, you are here today because Winter Sessions, the final session for Winter Sessions at The Vault is on tonight and tomorrow. You're performing?
Yeah, I'm first up. I think the doors are at 6, so don't miss it.
Oh, how exciting. There are still tickets available, I think, thewintersessions.com if you want to go there and head along tonight or tomorrow.
It's an awesome thing and support local music in the Goulburn Valley as well, so make sure you do get on down. It's a good night as well.
In the meantime, Bodie, We don't want anyone to go anywhere because up next, you are going to be performing Ed Sheeran's You Need Me, I Don't Need You for R&B Fridays. Are you, how are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, 10. I'm good. I'm ready 10? To go.
No nerves at all. He's feeling good. Here is a taste for what you're about to get on Friday night. Don't go anywhere, guys. Buddy's going to perform for us next.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now I'm in town, break it down, thinking of making a new sound, playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd, that's you now. A child seems to laugh, he's great now, see me lose focus as I sing to you now. And I can't, no, I won't hush, I say the words that make you blush, I'm gonna sing this now. See, I'm true, my songs are where my heart is. I'm like glue, I stick to other artists. I'm not you, no, that would be disastrous. Let me sing, I do my thing, I move to greener pastures. See, I'm true, I do it all, it's all me. I'm not fake, don't ever call me lazy. I won't stay put, give me the chance to be free. Suffix at least, or suffocate me. Cause you need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me. I sing out, I'm my own tune and I write my own verses. Don't need another wordsmith to make my tune, so call yourself a singer-writer, you're just bluffing. Names on the credits and you didn't write nothing. I sing fast, I know that, oh well, it's cool. I will blast and I didn't go to Brit school. I came fast with the way I act like I kinda lost if I'm trying to act like. Now I won't be a product of my genre. My mind will always be stronger than my songs are. Never believe the lies the fake guys feed ya. Always read the stories that you hear on Wikipedia. And musically I'm demonstrating. When I perform live, feels like I am meditating. Times at the Enterprise when some fella filmed me. Young singer writer like a Gabriella to me. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me. Cause with the lyrics I'll be aiming it right. I won't stop till my name's in lights. The stadium heights with Damien Rice on red carpets. Now I'm on Arabian Nights cause I'm young and know my brother's gonna give me advice. Long night to short height and I'm gone hyper. Never be anything but a singer-songwriter. The game's over but now I'm on a new level. Watch how I step on the track without a loop pedal. People think that I'm bound to blow up. I've done about around 1,000 shows, but I haven't got a house, plus I live on the couch. So you can be the lyrics while I'm singing them out. But from day one I've been prepared with the old fireworks for my ginger hair. So now I'm back to the sofa, giving a dose of what the future holds. Cause it's another day and plus I keep my last name forever. Keep the genre pretty basic. Gonna be breaking into other people's tunes when I chase it. Replace it with the elephant in the room with the facelift. Into another rapper's shoes using inlays and selling CDs for my rucksack. Aiming for the paper selling CDs for my rucksack. Aiming for the majors nationwide till I just back. Never get the bus back. Clean cut kid without a razor for the mustache. I hit back. When the pen hurts me, I'm still a choir boy in a thin chest tee. I'm still the same as a year ago. More people hear me though according to my MySpace and YouTube videos. I'm always doing shows. If I'm not, I'm in the studio. Truly broke, never call me up. Call me Rufio. Melody music maker. Reading all them papers, they say I'm up and coming like I'm in an elevator.
Bodie Hawken from Kyabram. I've literally got chills.
Well done, mate. That is a fast song. You nailed it.
Thank you.
How are you feeling? You out of breath?
Yeah, a bit out of breath.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, you've absolutely nailed it. Make sure you catch Bodie. He is performing tonight at the Winter Sessions in Shepparton at the Vault.
Bodes, if someone's listening to you right now and wants to get in touch, where can they check you out?
Instagram and Facebook, Bodie Hawken and Bodie Hawken Music.
Beautiful. You spell Bodie, B-O-D-H-I, correct?
That's it.
Beautiful. Make sure you get around, support a good local boy, Goulburn Valley. Get involved and thank you so much for coming in, mate.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
It's been a big week for you and me, Josiah. We have had a very busy one. mainly because we spent 24 hours locked in a room together. So we were preparing for that and then we were dealing with the aftermath of that.
We came out of the room yesterday, did the show live. A lot of scrops would have come from that day because you and I were very tired, to say the least.
Yeah, we were. So each week we like to highlight the worst moments and the biggest blunders that we've had. This week we've been spoilt for choice, so let's get into it. This week, Screw Up Fridays. It is 18 minutes past six in what is about to be the scrappiest radio show you've ever heard in your life, seeing as we've been awake for literally 5 minutes.
Yeah, you and three friends. It's a... you and three friends. It's an opportunity can't buy experience. Just so I call it.
What's up, Golden Valley?
It is the Golden Valley, if you think about it.
You know what? It is. And we're in spring now, and the days are getting more and more golden. The canola's out.
The wattle on the trees is starting to spring out.
Exactly. Spring out.
Literally.
It is 19 minutes past eight. We've got Screw Up Friday. I love it when I screw up saying Screw Up Fridays.
With one mobile site and a new site at Lancaster to be built in the coming months.
Turned into a rap god.
Alliteration, it's called.
Yeah, as coverage can vary.
Watched some of it last night. The Aussies are off to a great start. So hopefully day two, a lot more of that.
And then strap yourself in because Sunday night, the block continues with Master Ensuite Week reveals Screw Up Fridays back very soon.
Which couple will take out the much-needed $10,000?
Yes. Join Scotty Cam and the Blocks Awards-winning judges, Darren Palmer. This is nearly over.
You are doing that on purpose because you're a brilliant radio host that just knows how to hook something very well by hooking something that you're screwing up. Screwing up a screw-up segment. That's what you're doing.
You done?
Yeah, I'm just doing what I'm saying that you're doing.
Okay. And then strap yourself in because Sunday night, the block continues with Master Ensuite Week reveals Screw Up Fridays back very soon.
Yeah, the Brisbane Broncos went out yesterday, or came out, Oh, I can't talk through that in Screw Up Fridays. Little stroke.
Oh. Josiah, when will we learn?
Can a doctor come in and analyse our brains to make sure we haven't had any mini strokes? Because my concern is that's what's happening up
that's
there.
That's a great idea. Yeah, let's do it. 100%. All right, that'll be happening on the show next week, maybe.
If you want to see any of the other Screw Up Friday episodes, search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast store right now.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie. Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
Is Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
News can be weird, and it's because of that that we do this segment each week. Headline of the Week. We look at all the weirdest news headlines throughout the week that's been. Headline number one, you ready for me to get straight into it?
Hit me, girl.
Woman dreams of swallowing ring and wakes up to find out she has.
Interesting. Do you ever dream things that come true?
Oh, I mean, there's the story that I revealed while we were locked in the room the other day. About how one time I dreamt that I was in, my house was burning down and I needed to put out the fire. Woke up and my bed was a little bit wet.
Yeah, so you were the fire hose in the dream.
Yeah, I was. It was successful. My bed was not on fire, nor was my house. So
maybe you'll have a similar dream when your boyfriend eventually proposes to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not going to happen.
Knew it was coming, Gav. Dreamt it.
I did have a premonition. I had a dream about the Boxing Day tsunami.
That's right.
Yeah. Two, actually, so in the days leading up to
this article's
it.
About you.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope I don't swallow a ring. All right, how's this one? I've chosen this one because it's a little bit kind of creepy. It's almost like a that can't happen. Baby born on 9/11 at 9:11 p.m. and weighs 9 pounds 11 ounces.
Wow.
What?
Is its name Osama bin Laden?
Too soon. Too soon, buddy.
Isn't it's been how long?
Heaps of years, 19, 18 years.
All right, it's too soon.
All right, luckily I'm going to bring you up with the final headline of the week because this is phenomenal, this headline. You're going to love this, I reckon. Why do wombats do square poos? Scientists honoured for asking tough questions.
Oh, the tough questions today, guys. Maybe I could do that for solving life's mysteries. Don't give me the answer. I'm sending that to myself in an email for next Thursday's segment.
I've never seen a wombat poo, though. I wouldn't know if it was square or not.
I have heard that it rings a bell that they do square poos. But how is it possible? Do they have a square bottom?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask these scientists that have been honoured for asking that tough question.
This is what I love about this segment. We've gone from proposals, yep, right, of houses burning down, Asama gear, to square wombat poo. The Josiah and Ellie show, we really take you on a roller coaster,
well,
don't we?
Josiah, it's an accurate reflection of the headlines of the week, really, and the news headlines. They've been all over the place. If you ever see any weird headlines, please send them through to us. Hit GB on Insta, hit Golden Valley on Facebook.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, last night, have you got your lotto ticket with you, your Powerball ticket?
Yeah, I do, yep.
Okay, because last night was the record ever Thursday Powerball. In fact, not just Thursday Powerball, is lottery ever.
My ticket in my hand right now.
Okay.
I haven't checked it yet. No, I haven't. I checked the Powerball number and I had a couple of rows that have it and I didn't win enough numbers from that, but I haven't checked the other one, so I could still have a winning number in here, sequence.
Okay, well, do you have any with the Powerball number 9? Because that's what I do.
Yeah, that's the only lines that I have checked.
Okay, so you didn't get the other letter.
Nah, I didn't get them.
Oh, okay, well, I'm not going to go through every line of your games and give you all the numbers, but as long as you don't have 9 with all these other numbers, 26, 4, 17, 5, 18, 8, and 31, then you didn't win.
Well, I kind of won because didn't someone from New South Wales, 2 people from Queensland?
Yeah.
So no one in Victoria. I swear it's always people up there. Why not down here? It's always Queensland people winning the lotto.
We had a syndicate in Shepparton win like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a life-changing amount.
Oh, they won like 5 mil.
Did they?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 80 grand.
5 mil between 5 of them, I think.
Oh, that's all right. You'll take that.
Yeah, you will.
You'll take that. I wouldn't complain if I got that. No, but the big ones all seem to go off in Queensland.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Why don't you move up there? Do us all a favour. anyway, so 3 people did take out Division 1 last night, which means they win 50 mil each. But I stumbled across a bit of a list of people's lucky charms because a lot of people, it turns out, won't buy a lotto ticket unless they're carrying their lucky charm with you. So things like a rabbit's foot, I'd never understood rabbit's feet.
What do you mean? Where do you get a rabbit's foot
from? It's like historically, goes back in time, rabbit's feet are supposed to be lucky.
What, you chop off a rabbit's foot?
Yeah, no, you get it from a shop. Someone else has done it for you.
Well, like a dog food kind of thing. Is it, where else would you get a rabbit's foot?
It's not like a can of chum.
No, but you can buy like, you know, pig's noses and all that stuff, pig's ears to feed to your dog. So surely you'd be able to buy a rabbit's foot to give to your old pup.
Maybe it's taxidermied or something. I don't know. It's just, it's a medieval tradition of being lucky. A lot of people have them, apparently. Four-leaf clover, horseshoes. They're all the, you know, the typical ones. But then other people have said they've got their lucky number scribbled on a decade-old napkin.
Ah.
Yeah, and they always use the same ones. Another collected their cat's whiskers after they fell out.
That's weird.
And another lady said she always keeps a piece of ginger in her handbag.
Interesting. Good on you, lady. A lot of people put those. I know a lot of girls put those crystal rocks in their bras and stuff like that. That's weird as well.
I had a lucky dress when I was about 16. It was around the time I'd finished school and I was going for my driver's license. And I wore the lucky dress and I passed my license. And then I was looking for a job. I'd been everywhere looking for a job, around to all these shopping centres handing out resumes. The day I wore my lucky dress was the day I got the job.
Why didn't you wear the lucky dress when you bought this lotto ticket? You could have won the 50 mil. Or why didn't you wear the lucky dress when you and I were locked in the room for 24 hours?
Because I did not want to get lucky in there.
You could have got lucky then as well.
13, 12, 16. I want to know if you've got a lucky charm. And I want to shed some light on someone who really should have brought her lucky charm with her to work the other day. She's a reporter over in the US. Her name's Sarah Welch. She's a great reporter.
Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Sarah. She's got 2 decades of experience. She's covered massive news events like September 11. She covered that. She's been nominated for an Emmy. She's that good at her job.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so you'd think that she'd get every detail right when she's reporting, right?
So she's like the Koshy of America.
Yeah, yeah. More like the Peter Stefanovic.
Right,
you know,
okay,
like he's on the ground going to all the big stories, reporting back. Unfortunately, she's made a bit of a mistake. I want you to listen very carefully. She's covering a story about a man who was killed in a crash following a pursuit, right? Sad, very sad news. Listen to how she covers the story.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment.
Yeah, he was unavailable for comment because he was dead.
Mm, she seems like a great journalist. I mean, as somebody who's studied journalism, I think that's sort of the thing you learn on your very first day is that you can't speak to a dead person.
Do you know, I reckon props to her. Like, she's gone above and beyond to try and get this story. Good on her.
So what? Technically, she could be right if she said they reached out for comment. She may have done a seance.
She may have. Do you know what? Technically, it would have counted if she just called his phone and he didn't answer, then technically he's unavailable for comment.
You know what? I see why she was nominated for an Emmy. She's a brilliant journalist.
Sarah Welch, come work for Channel 9, please. We could use you.
Sarah, you can take Ryan Speed's job in the newsroom here.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Benny the Boss, he's going to be live from Optus store, Fryer Street in Shepparton from 9 o'clock. He's down there already and on the mic. Benny, good morning.
Yeah, mate, I just wanted to commandeer this break because of what you guys were talking about maybe 20 minutes ago, resting booty face.
Mm. So Ellie gets it, right? That's something that we talk about openly. She doesn't see, whenever you're trying to talk to her, she has that resting stress face.
Yes,
or resting
bee face. No, resting stress face, not bee stress, okay? Because I have just, it's just the way my face falls.
Ellie's like a Labrador. Do you know what I mean? Like she's
like
cute, like literally.
And fluffy.
Yeah, but then when you tell you off, like this is Ellie seriously in my office, right? If I have to tell her off or do an air check, she'll lean forward, she puts her head on her hand, she looks at you, like blinks slowly, and then I'm like, are you alright? I'm just tired.
I am just tired all the time. I'm very tired.
Oh, hang on, here's another one. I haven't had a Coke Zero.
That's true. I often haven't had a Coke Zero by that stage.
Shazai's annoying.
Yeah, that's
hey, Boss
given.
Benny, did you see the quote that I read out that you sent me on email before?
Yeah, something about stealing cash from the charity jar.
So when I asked for a quote from you, Benny, you said to me, I'll pay whatever it costs to help Ellie remove this RBF, take the money from the charity jar if we have to.
So basically you're saying that I am pro-cosmetic surgery for Chaney, which could get me in a lot of trouble here for saying that.
No.
And you're pro-stealing from charity.
A lot of very angry women out there right now. I'd be
Why
careful,
don't we
boys.
Add, yeah, and I drink wine at 8 o'clock. Let's just get me really in there and loose. No, Ellie's like, and Ellie also, not when you tell her an idea, right, she just looks at you blankly.
Yeah, because I'm processing what you're saying, because that's just the way my face, I got it from my mama, okay?
This is Ellie. Goldwood Valley, this is Ellie, ready? Hey, come Monday, you're going to be giving away $10,000. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Are you all right? Just tired.
Excuse me, Benjamin. I wake up at 4 o'clock every morning. I put my heart and soul into this show.
Which means I know about it. You tell me every day.
Straight after 9 o'clock. Maybe I just have a little bit of downtime.
I just want to have my turkey patty.
All right. Are we done?
Hang on, Ellie. Everything you've said, I do as well. You
yeah,
know, I still
exactly.
I still turn up with a smile, Ellie, because I'm a happy, positive guy and I don't have RBF. And also the Botox worked for me.
The
you know
diva.
I love you, Miss Chaney. You know I love you, mate.
Tell me I'm hot.
Oh, I can't do that.
All right, tell us we
That'd
can take.
That'd be very, how inappropriate would that be?
Not as inappropriate as everything else you just said.
No, I just told the truth.
All right, Benny, just tell us one more time. Can we steal from the charity jar or not?
For my Botox fund? Should we start a GoFundMe?
Absolutely.
Ellie's Botox fund.
That's just a no from me completely.
All right. Well, do you know what? I have the power to bring your microphone down. Bye, Benny. Oh, he's gone. He's gone.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We want to talk about the federal budget. We want to just give you a little flashback to... What was it, April/May of this year when the federal budget was handed down?
It was finally announced that it's back in black, and that's what they proved. But overnight, it's come out and they said it's officially, as for the next year and for 2020 going forward as well, you'll hear it in the news, we are definitely back in black.
Not bad by the government to take only, less than 6 months?
Yeah, and they've turned it around.
Yeah.
I think they've made a plus of like 12 mil or something.
Yeah, we're going to be rich, guys. Give the money to us. I mean, I know they did when the budget was handed down, but like give us more, please.
Or just build a few hospitals and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I suppose help people out, I guess. But at the time when the budget was handed down, I wrote a little rap about it.
Have you ever understood a word the treasurer says when he gets up at that podium and gives his full budget press? Neither have I won't lie. It's so boring, I cry. So let's make it fun. Turn it into a mad tight rhyme. Josh Frydenberg is the dude, the man who lays it all out. Says there's more winners than losers. That's what liberals all about. Apprentices get more jobs, 2 extra G's for a milestone. Small businesses, winners to their write-off bracket. It has grown infrastructure.
All right, it goes on for a while, but you get the picture. Basically, it was just outlining everything that we're getting from the budget. And now, 3 months on, 4 months on, We want to recap a little chat that you had because at the time you were lucky enough to score the interview of the century.
It was. It was the day after the budget. I interviewed the federal treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, which was an exclusive for our area to get someone who's so big in this country on our little show over here in the Goulburn Valley.
So true. And instead of asking him the big questions about like, oh, is money going and everything, you decided to focus more on the rap. Let's have a listen.
Josh Frydenberg, how do you feel after hearing that?
Australia is back on track.
I get Australia's back in black, Josh, but I'm not talking about Australia. I'm talking about how you personally feel about Ellie's rap.
Australia is stronger than when we came to government 6 years ago.
Oh, come on, Josh. I get it. You're trying to be a typical Polly now. You're trying to skim around the real answer. Fine, I'll play it your way. Tell us about how E-Chain's rap just there that we just heard. What has it done for Australian society?
Growth is higher. Unemployment is lower. There are fewer people on welfare. School and hospital funding are at record levels and the budget is stronger.
I'm glad the Australian society are all reacting very well to the rap. But to be honest, Josh, I don't care about the budget. Ellie and I need your help. As the Treasurer of Australia, help us out here. We talk about money a lot on this show. How do we approach our boss here at the radio station about us being underpaid?
Every one of us wants to see wages growing faster. But let me be clear. The answer to these challenges is not higher taxes.
Oh, righto, Josh Frydenberg. That doesn't help our situation very much. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up this interview. We're not really getting anywhere. But because you are on an FM radio station right now, you got any song requests?
Back in the black.
Back in black? All right, mate, this isn't Triple M. But here it is, as requested by the Federal Treasurer of Australia, Josh Frydenberg, Back in Black. Thank you very much for your time here on Hit 96.9.
With Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
We are at crunch time. It's nearly the last day in September. In fact, it is the last day in September for a lot of local footy teams this weekend with grand finals happening all around the place. Nath Curry from Channel 9 News joins us now. Morning, Nath.
Morning, guys. Good to be on.
You pumped for grand final week in the Goulburn Valley?
It is all happening. This is the best time of the year.
Yeah.
It's the best 2 weeks of the year. You've got the local footy wrapping up and then the AFL next week. I just froth it.
Well, yeah. You might remember, Nath, before the season started, we all made our predictions on who would win the flag in the AFL this year. Mine was the GWS Giants. Do we still have a chance without Toby Green?
I don't think so. I reckon, I just think, particularly with Lachie Whitfield out with appendicitis, it's just so unfortunate.
Oh, that is bad timing.
The Giants are just falling at the last hurdle here. So, no, just I don't think they're going to get there. I think the Pies will be too strong.
I don't like your negativity, Nate.
Well, Nate's going to be negative because all season he's been saying Richmond are going to take it out. Do you still believe that?
Yeah, they're coming. They are coming. Tomahawk, he's cost the Cats the game, I reckon. The Tigers are going to just roll the Catters tonight and they'll be through to the... through to the grand final, I reckon. So I think it'll be a Richmond-Collingwood grand final and then I think Melbourne might explode.
Yeah, I know, won't it just? I'm trying to figure out what to do on grand final day, whether to stay up here or whether to go down and get amongst the Atmos down there. It's a big decision.
Take security with you. could get crazy on the streets after.
Yeah, true. Tom Hawkins, I'm mad at him. I'm not glad he's out because I don't really care anymore, but he was on fire against the Eagles last week until he got himself suspended.
Yeah, wasn't he? And I feel like he shot himself in, in the foot. I think he tried too hard to make sure Will Schofield was okay. It just made him look more guilty.
Yeah. Overacting.
Hey, Nate, how's Hawthorn's off-season going, mate?
Ah, nice one, mate. Oh, same as the Swannies.
Well, if you're on Richmond, Josiah, if you're on the Giants, maybe I'll jump on Collingwood.
Oh, that's an easy one to jump on.
That's an absolute easy one.
Well, I need
my man
something Josiah to cling to.
Putting his heart on the line, going with the Giants, and you've just gone Collingwood.
Yeah,
that's
candy
basic.
Pies.
They make them tough in Sydney, mate. No, you watch them fly this weekend. They'll be putting the Magpies back in their positions.
All righty, Nath Curry. Well, we will join you again, or you'll join us, I suppose, again next week for the last time before footy season finishes, and apparently the last time ever because you hate our guts and you don't want to come back to our show next year.
Little from Colin May, little from Colin.
Yeah.
No.
All righty. Well, make sure you catch Nath on Channel 9 News, Port and North East tonight from 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Pleasure, guys. Bye.
See you, Nath.
Heat Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.